This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. National Jewish Health plans to vaccinate 1,000 people 70 and older on Saturday. The Denver hospital will set up a drive-through clinic in its parking lot. Registration is available online. UC Health held the state's first mass vaccination event at Coors Field last Saturday and plans to inoculate 10,000 more people at the ballpark where the Rockies play this weekend. Colorado gets mixed grades for its policies to limit tobacco use. CPR's John Daly reports.
Colorado got Fs from the American Lung Association for its funding of tobacco prevention programs and not stopping the sale of all flavored tobacco products, which industry insists are safe. It got a D for the level of its tobacco taxes. Those are set to go up in the coming years after voters passed a ballot measure to do that last fall. The group gave the state better grades for its smoke-free workplace laws and its best mark, an A, for coverage and access to services to quit tobacco. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is once again free of invasive aquatic mussels. Officials say Green Mountain Reservoir in Summit County was the state's only body of water suspected of having them. It has been removed from the list of infested places after 3 years of negative testing. It's going to be chilly tonight across Colorado. Tomorrow, we're looking at sun and clouds and warming up to 55 along the Front Range, 45 for the western slope, and 40 degrees in the central mountains. This is CPR.